Nearly 3 years ago, precisely on January 19, 2020, Ekoro, a suburb of Lagos, was thrown into mourning by a fire outbreak that wreaked untold havoc. The fire was sparked by the oil pipeline which lay underneath the community in the Agbado Oke Odo LCDA of Alamosho LGA. Following the ugly incident that claimed a number of lives and left many other residents in critical condition, recommendations were made to some government agencies regarding the reconstruction of the affected buildings and rehabilitation of injured survivors. However, for the victims of the fire outbreak that consumed no fewer than 22 houses, it has been one tale of woes after the other. Strangely, none of the agencies affected has deemed it necessary to undertake a visit to the community to assess the damage done, much less carry out the reconstruction and rehabilitation exercise recommended by the lower legislative chamber. Since the incident, some of the landlords who lost their houses have died without being compensated. Those who are still alive are either squatting with relatives, friends, or have relocated to their native communities. While the situation of victims who are now living with family members is pathetic, many others are yet to recover from the shock. One of the landlords, an elderly man, Pa Araukanmi, whose house, close to the scene of the explosion, is now desolate, inhaled so much smoke during the explosion that he died a few days after the incident. Many who lost their means of livelihood on account of the incident are also still counting their losses. Many of the victims have a remote chance of rebuilding their homes because they are poor retirees. According to the victims of the petroleum pipeline fire, 6 months after the recommendations of the House, nothing has been done by any of the three agencies of the federal government. While they commend the House of Representatives for intervening in the matter, the residents are not happy that there has not been any form of compensation from either the NNPC or any agency of government. Read the full report here. Victims of Lagos pipeline explosion in endless wait for compensation.